It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy and a bit of Katie as well, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is our special weekend edition of the podcast. I'll explain exactly what this episode is about in just a moment. But before that, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. If you're looking to transform your home or business with fresh new flooring, then it's time to talk to the experts, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Now, they've over 50 years' experience. They've built a reputation you can walk on, literally. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And the best part, they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality before you buy. Now, if you are looking at renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. You can get them on the phone on 01-847-3320, or you can visit them in store at Harmonstown Road in Artane in Dublin 5, or on Main Street in Rush in North County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. My thanks to the entire team at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture for sponsoring the latest Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? As I said, it's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. On this episode, you will hear the impossible present to get for Jeremy's daughter. Can Liam Neeson not do any accents? And how Katie had a meltdown doing something most of us do without fear. This is a very different episode to what you're used to. We released this at the weekend, and it's basically that first bit from our live show during the week where the two of us or the three of us or any combination of us sit here in the studio talking utter shite. This is the utter shite. Let us begin.
Can I talk about... do we have time?
Yes, we have time, and it starts now.
Oh, are you putting me on it because you said I do rabbit on a bit?
You do rabbit on a lot.
By the way, why is the word rabbit used for somebody?
We've had this conversation before.
No, we've never had this conversation.
Yes, we have.
I've never had it. It wasn't with me. It was with someone else.
Then your Alzheimer's is kicking in. We did.
Oh, my Alzheimer's kicked in about 5 years ago, Paul.
Anyway,
have we met before? Don't make fun of Alzheimer's.
Rabbit.
Don't make fun of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, you do rabbit on.
But why is the word rabbit used?
Oh, no, we were talking about doing it like rabbits.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Andrew. Oh, by the way, I'm not making fun of Alzheimer's.
Don't.
So who am I? Yeah. Sorry. Why is the word rabbit used for someone who talks a lot? Because I'll let you in a little secret, guys.
Rabbits don't talk.
Well, Peter Rabbit does.
Bugs Bunny does.
Sorry, by the way, my fucking kids. Kids. Who'd have them?
I don't know. You're the one with them.
We were watching that movie, Peter Rabbit, a few weeks ago with the kids. They decided they wanted to have a movie night. And they watch Peter Rabbit. And now my youngest, she's three.
Okay.
She's quite innocent in the ways of the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
And now she wants a talking rabbit from Santa Claus, like Peter Rabbit.
Oh, she wants an actual rabbit?
An actual rabbit that can
talk.
But
it has to be able to talk.
Has to be able to talk. So, and I said to her,
how are you dealing with that one?
I said to her, that rabbit is in a movie, Freya. That's her name.
Yeah.
Is it her name? I can't remember. Alzheimer's.
Stop making fun of Alzheimer's.
Oh, I lost, my father had it, so I can, once you've lost a family member too.
Nah.
Oh, I have the Alzheimer's green card.
Nah,
my dad. No, you have the cancer green card.
What?
You have the cancer green card.
Well, I can slag people with cancer. Why would I want to do that?
You wouldn't want to, but I'm saying if you did want to do it.
But who would want to do that?
It's like when you're gay, you can slag off the LGBT community, but you can't when you're straight. I could not slag off the LGBT community. Saying, why the fuck are you still listening to Kylie Minogue in 2025? That's the only music that gay people like.
I know, I think
they need to expand.
I think gay people like more than just Kylie.
No, name another artist that gay people like.
Kylie.
Name another one. Why have they got such narrow musical tastes?
That's very stereotypical now.
No, it's not. The reason I know that is because I frequent gay bars, as you know.
Well, lately. Lately.
What? Not in the last week, but... Yeah, because my friends are LGBTQRST, UVW, yeah? And sometimes they like to go to a place where they can kiss each other and not feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
I would...
Lady Gaga. They like Lady Gaga as well. They
why
love her.
Why did they like Lady Gaga?
They love her.
But that's still too narrow for me. That's too...
What, Gaga and Kylie?
So I was at a gig in a gay bar in... sorry, they're not called gay bars anymore, by the way.
What are they called?
Can't call them gay bars anymore.
Why?
Because it's not inclusive. Because if it's called a gay bar, it means straight people aren't divided in.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's called a...
Cher. They love Cher. They absolutely love Cher.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. All my gay friends share their dicks with fucking everything.
No, no, not that. What? You can't say that.
Oh, you can. They do. They literally do. I was in... I was in a very well-known gay... They're called gay-friendly, by the way. Gay-friendly bars. You can't say gay bar anymore.
Can you not? Okay. No.
So I was in a gay-friendly bar... one night last Christmas.
Spice Girls, they love the Spice Girls.
You know, you're being stereotypical. Davin. How's that a first name, by the way? Davin. The Village People. Now, that's too stereotypical. That's ridiculous.
But they do.
No, they don't. None of my gay friends would even know who the Village People are.
What? YMCA?
Anyway, I was in the gay bar last Christmas with one of my gay friends, yeah? Mm-hmm. And he was saying hello to all these fellas in the gay bar. And I says, Jesus, you seem to know everybody here. And he says, yeah, I've ridden half of them. And he was literally able to point out,
Jesus.
See that fella at the bar? Yeah, I had him one night and... Grindr is a very popular app.
Is it now?
Yeah. Anyway, how do we get on to gay people from...
ABBA. They love ABBA.
No, it's stereotypical. You're going to get us cancelled.
Okay, Sabrina Carpenter.
No, gay... No, that's a straight man. She's a straight man's act.
Nicki Minaj.
What?
Nicki Minaj, your woman?
I tell you, Sabrina Carpenter, I'd sand you down.
You sound like a dirty old man now. Yeah.
Buy us a cup of coffee, yeah, Sabrina. Buy us a cup of coffee. Yeah?
Yeah.
My point is, the gay community mm-hmm. have a very narrow taste in musical artists, yeah? Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever met a gay rocker?
No, actually.
Thank you.
No, but I'm sure there is such a person.
Have you ever met a gay person that has said, I love AC/DC?
I haven't personally, but I'm sure that person exists somewhere.
Okay.
The Sugar Babes, they love the Sugar Babes.
How do you know this?
I'm just...
There's people messaging in all these things. Yeah. But why do they love Gaga?
They just do.
Okay. Anyway, I digress. Let me get back. People are just throwing in random band names now to make... Like, take that. Take that, do not have a gay following.
Oh, well, I'd say they probably do.
No, they don't.
Oh,
no.
I would say that, yeah. I would.
Are you sure? So sure. Take that, son.
I don't think you did get that. Fool of a man.
So let's get... Where do we get from my daughter wanting a rabbit that talks to gay bars?
And what have you done about this this plan to get a rabbit to talk?
So she watched Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, and he can talk.
And Peter Rabbit can talk. Who's the voice of Peter Rabbit?
Don't know, actually. Go on, anyway.
He has an English accent.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Hello, I'm Peter Rabbit. I'm going to eat a carrot for breakfast.
He's Australian now, is he?
That was a bit Australian. Could be an Australian actor. Anyway, she now wants Santa Claus to bring her a rabbit that can speak. And I said to her...
Stop. Oh, we've just gotten a message from one of our listeners that describes herself as bisexual.
Who is this woman?
And she says, I love AC/DC.
I love bisexual women.
What?
I love bisexual women.
Really?
Oh, that's my... There's two things I like in this world, yeah?
Yeah.
Bisexual women, yeah? And Yorkshire puddings. And I like them both equally. I love a Yorkshire pudding.
Very strange.
I love a Yorkshire pudding. You cannot understand. Hey, tell me something you love in this world.
What?
I love Yorkshire puddings more than my own kids.
Do you know what I love? I love when you actually eventually stop talking. That's the highlight of my day. You know that stopwatch that we put on every day?
That's where the conversation came from.
What?
It always comes
from. You're rabbiting on.
Rabbiting on. So... She is...
So the point is, we say the expression rabbiting on. Your daughter wants a rabbit that can talk, and there's no such thing as a rabbit that can talk. So therefore, where did rabbiting on come from? Okay,
but then she turned around to me and she says, but Santa won't let me down, Daddy. Santa.
Oh, that's very difficult.
Santa won't say... Look. And then she looks up at you with the puppy dog eyes.
She doesn't make that noise.
She doesn't make those noises. And she says, Santa's going to bring it to me. So... Has anybody any advice?
On how to get a talking rabbit?
Well, no,
I don't know if it's possible.
Well, no, how? James Corden was the voice. Told you. Hello, I'm going to eat some carrots.
That sounds exactly like James
Corden. What's your man's name that's always fighting with them? The fellow who owns the house.
I haven't seen Peter Rabbit.
Oh, you'd be a bit weird of a man in the 60s now watching Peter Rabbit without kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the name of your man?
I don't know.
Mister, what's his name? Did you not read Peter...
Did you not watch it?
Did you not...
What were you doing looking at it?
Bored shitless. Who wrote the Beatrice Potter? Is another name?
Beatrix, yeah.
Beatrix. Did you never read books when you were a kid?
Once.
So how do I get? How do I?
You don't get a talking rabbit.
Okay, there's going to be tears on Christmas morning because she wants to. You know the way he wears a waistcoat.
Yeah, she wants a rabbit with a waistcoat that talks.
Yeah.
Well done. Good luck with that.
So I shouldn't have fucking let her watch Peter Rabbit. Is that the reason?
That's basically it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Can I ask you a question about Liam Neeson?
Yeah, what about him?
Why? I had a dream about him, by the way.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, it is. It is kind of very strange dream.
You do dream about Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
What character was he in the dream?
I'll come to that in a second. Can I ask you a question about Liam Neeson?
Go on, yeah.
How come? Now, I love Liam Neeson. My wife loves him, and that's what the dream is about. But we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, you put that away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Just hang on.
What are you doing?
There you go.
That's so very inappropriate.
He was trying to talk to you guys while looking at his phone, so I did what my wife does when I have my phone at the dinner table. She actually dropped my phone into a bowl of gravy last week. Ah, she was right. She was right. We were having dinner.
Was the phone not destroyed?
We were having dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had your phone in your hand, but sure, I give about that every day here.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have a bowl of gravy here. Maybe you should bring one. What gravy would it be?
Chicken gravy. That's best.
I do like chicken. Yeah, thank you, sir. Gravy. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
So you want me to put your phone into chicken gravy?
Anyway, I was eating my dinner, and it's so annoying. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I was eating my dinner, and as I was eating my dinner, I was on the phone with one hand. So I was eating with one hand, and my wife was trying to get my attention, because dinner time in our house is supposed to be chats, yeah? And we have a no-phone rule. But it was actually you I was texting at the time.
Oh, right, okay.
It's your fucking fault my marriage is on the rocks.
It's my fault?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why were you texting me during dinner time?
How did I know it was dinner time?
6 o'clock is dinner time in every house in Ireland.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Why, 7 is dinner time in ours.
Nobody has dinner at 7
o'clock. We do.
Oh, yeah, but that's because you're waiting for the guests to arrive.
What? What guests?
The other couples.
What other couples?
The couples that you feed before you have a bit of fun.
What are you on about?
Your dinner guests.
My dinner guests. I haven't had a dinner guest.
Oh, I think you're you.
No, anyway,
you don't call them dinner guests.
You're barking up the wrong tree here.
You call them associates. Anyway, I was texting you because it was 6 o'clock. Why were you fucking texting me during dinner time? Stop. Stop it. So I was eating my dinner and my
wife... Could you do me a favour in future? Could you text me when you're about to sit down for dinner?
It's the same time every evening, 6 o'clock.
Who's that predictable?
Every house...
How boring.
We time our dinner with the Angelus. Literally, I'll take my first bite. I'll just... Dong, dong, dong.
That's a very bizarre way to eat.
It's very bizarre what you do at your dinner parties, but who am I to judge? Anyway.
Yeah.
I was eating my dinner. You were texting me about something. What are we talking about on tomorrow's podcast? I need 10. I need 10.
What does that mean?
You just kept saying, I need 10, I need 10.
I always need 10.
You need 10. What are we talking about on tomorrow's podcast? And I was replying to you.
Yeah.
And my wife got fed up with trying to get my attention. And she literally, I told you to stop using the phone. She got the phone. No, she didn't put it fully into the gravy, but she dipped my phone into the bowl of gravy.
Oh, that's very nasty.
Now, the good thing about it was, yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was gluten-free gravy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's manky gravy. What sort of gravy is gluten-free?
Sorry, my wife is gluten intolerant.
I just don't have the gravy.
Sorry, do you want me to kill her? And by the way, Christine, don't ever contact this podcast again.
Why? What's Christine on about?
Put caramelised onions in gravy. Would you go and fuck off?
Oh, no. Get out of here.
Fuck off. Just go and tell her to fuck off.
Get out of my face. Get off my Facebook page.
Get out of my life and get into my car. What's that song?
Get out of my face and get into my car.
Get out of my face and into my... What is that about?
I don't know.
Anyway, I digress. Gluten-free gravy. By the way, you know how I cleaned it?
How?
I licked the gravy off my phone.
Oh, you dirty bastard.
I like gluten-free gravy, yeah.
No, but firstly, gluten-free gravy is for scum. But secondly...
My wife will die if you give her proper gravy.
But then she shouldn't have gravy. Just leave the gravy.
So you're trying to say... Now, by the way, if you're celiac or gluten intolerant, this is what Adrian wants you dead, basically.
No, I didn't say that. I said just don't have the gravy.
You should not be entitled to gravy if you are celiac. Is that what you're saying? Celiac should not have gravy.
Gluten-free gravy is the equivalent of oat milk.
You've never tasted gluten-free gravy.
It's disgusting.
Why have you... Did one of your dinner guests bring gluten-free
dinner guests? What's a dinner guest?
Oh, the people that go to your house. Did they bring gluten-free gravy?
Who you're talking about?
Anyway, getting back to Liam Neeson, yes?
Yeah.
Can we talk about him for a second?
Yeah, come on.
I'm a big fan of Liam Neeson.
Right.
By the way, if you do that one more time, I'll take the laptop and throw it across the room as well.
You're very violent today.
I'm very aggressive.
Come on. Liam Neeson, you had a dream about him. What was the dream?
No, it's not about the dream. I want to ask a question about him and then I'll tell you about the dream.
Go on.
By the way, the dream was had the same night that I had the gluten-free gravy, so I think it's connected. Back to that in a second. Liam Neeson's a great actor.
Yeah.
Is he an Oscar winner?
Yeah, didn't he win for Schindler's List?
No, yes, he didn't win for Schindler's List. He should have.
Did he win for Michael Collins?
He don't win Oscars for killing, like, Jews in a movie.
Did he win for Michael Collins? No?
No, did anybody even see that movie?
That was a great movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Oh, brilliant movie.
Yeah. Really? Mm. I don't think he... Anyway, he's a good actor. Would you agree?
Yep.
How come he can only do one accent, no matter what character he is? So if you watch Michael Collins and Schindler's List back to back, he has the same accent. How can I take you seriously, Liam, as a German Nazi?
When you sound like a man from Ballymena. That's where he's from.
That's not where Michael Collins is from.
No, but that's where Liam Neeson's
Bale
from.
Bail na Blah, or what's it called?
He was killed in Bail na Blah.
Where's Michael Collins from?
From Cork.
Bail na Blah.
No, that's where he was shot.
What county is that in?
Cork.
Who cares? The point is, why can Liam Neeson not do... every accent he has is an Northern accent. So when he was playing Schindler, hey, I want to save some Jews, what about you?
I don't think he said that.
Have you never seen that clip of
and he said the same thing when he was Michael Collins.
Give me a quote by Michael Collins. Get the Brits out.
Yeah, that's more or less it.
Get the Brits out. And then when he played a Jedi in
Star Wars.
In Star Wars, yeah.
He had an Ordy accent as well there.
Here, I'm going to kill you, Darth Vader. Vader says no. So my point is, why can the man... He's a trained actor. Hello.
Yeah, and he can't put on any accent.
He can't do any other accent. Look at him in Taken.
Yeah.
I'll find you and I'll kill you. Quack. Hurry up there. Narn, narn. Why can't he do a different accent?
He actually does.
No, he doesn't. No,
he does.
Sorry,
he does.
I'm
he has
sorry.
Done American accents.
No. In what, name the movie where he's done an accent.
Taken.
I'll find you and I'll kill you. What about you?
He didn't say
he
what
did
about
say
you.
That. He
Hang
did
on,
say
I'm,
that.
I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to prove
but you're going to find the.
I'm going to find the scene. Yeah, the scene. The scene. You ready? Here we
okay,
go. Here we
okay,
go.
Okay. Okay.
Here we go.
I don't know who you are.
Northern accent.
I don't know what you want.
Yeah, I'll meet you down to Europa for
if
a drink.
You're looking for a ransom. Yeah. I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Yeah, well, one of
no,
those...
No, no, the accent coming
sorry,
through there.
Just say, stop that there, please.
Stop it, Jeff.
You do have a particular set of skills, Ian, but one of those skills is not doing accents. You literally do not.
Hang on, let me... there's no Nordy accent coming through here. Hang on.
That make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That may as well be Ian Paisley Jr. By the way, I wouldn't want to lose you.
Who?
Ian Paisley Jr.
He's lovely.
Why? He's lovely. He's a scary man.
Hang on.
But if you don't...
If you don't...
I will look for you. I will find you.
He didn't say, I will find you.
He did say...
No, he didn't say you.
I'm watching you. Say what about you at the end.
He's going to say what about you.
What about you?
Hang on.
And I will kill you.
What about you? What about you? Anyway, sorry, the dream, guys.
Yeah, what was the dream about Liam Neeson? That's a bit random, all right.
So I think the reason I had a weird dream is because I had gluten-free gravy.
Okay.
And I think it upset my inner workings. My chakras.
Right.
Were all out of sync. And while you hear this for a weird, we should do a whole podcast on weird dreams that people have had. Because this was fucked up, lads.
So there's Liam Neeson in your dream, yeah?
No. So the dream is my wife, myself and my kids go to a camping holiday in Ireland. I don't know where it was in Ireland.
Okay. Yeah, camping holiday. Yeah.
Now that alone should have
just bizarre.
Should have rang bells because I don't do camping holidays are for scum. That's Pavo holidays. We don't do Pavo holidays. We do exclusive resorts.
Will you?
Sandals and
you've never been inside sandals.
Dreams resorts.
You've never been inside the door of those places. Go on.
So we went on a camping holiday and we were checking in to the camping holiday and my wife was sitting down signing the book to, you know, you sign the book to, yeah, sign yep. in. The ledger, is that what it's called?
Whatever, yeah, go on.
And the next minute these two hands end up on my wife's shoulders and I turn around and it's Liam. But my wife doesn't see who has his hand on her shoulders.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And my wife says, she puts her hand up to feel Liam's hand and she says, oh, I know those big fingers. I know who they belong to. What about you, Liam? That is the God honest truth. Now, do you know that has to be the truth because who could make something that fucked up?
So Liam is mauling your wife and she knew who he was.
And I woke up the next day and the first thing I said to her, well, first of all, why'd you grab all the bed sheets during the night?
Yeah, that's
fucking so annoying, isn't it?
First question I ask every day as
well. How do you stop that happening?
You don't.
Like, there has to be a way.
Yeah, a separate bed.
I'd vote for that. And the first thing I said to her when I woke up the next day is, how did you know how fast Liam Neeson's fingers were?
And what was the answer you got?
What the fuck are you talking about? Now, does he have fat fingers?
I don't know. What about them? I mean, let's see. Is he go?
No, they're normal sized fingers. Yeah. Oh, what's he saying?
Good luck.
Oh. What about you? No, I never heard
I'm
him say
what. I'm going to watch that movie tonight.
That's a great movie. It got ridiculous, though. They should have just left it at number one.
Number two was really good.
That was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
What was ridiculous about it?
The same bloody family and somebody kidnapped again. And no, I'm not buying it. Should have left it at number one.
Who were the baddies? Where were they from? Oh, they're from Albania.
Somewhere like that, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I have to say, Albania is a place I'd love to go for on holiday.
Really?
Yeah.
Said nobody ever.
What? I'd love to go to Albania.
Oh, interesting.
Well, if you gave me a choice, Albania or Finglas.
Albania all the way.
Albania, here we come. Here we come. You have lovely fat fingers, Liam.
It's weird.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Katie, I want you to tell us the little story of the thing that you did and how you completely freaked out.
I'm not telling you anything anymore because you just shame.
I am. I'm going to shame you on this one. There are some things that freak us out. There are some things that frighten us.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we're kids, it's okay to be scared.
And when you're an adult, it's okay to be scared.
No. Mm. I want you to tell our listeners, and I want to find out if anybody else is like this.
I told you that in confidence, by the way. So
it's not like
I'm just going to reveal all your sex secrets that you told me today in work.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh. All of them.
Every single one.
Anyway, so there you were. You have a lovely car and you decided, aha, the car needs to be cleaned.
Mm.
So tell me what you did.
Anybody who, where's the car wash? Cookie,
yeah.
Is that where it is?
Yep.
Okay, so anybody who's been to the big Spar, isn't it Spar? A Cookie?
Mm-hmm.
They have a big car. You explain the car wash.
It's a drive-in.
It's a monster.
It is a monster,
it's
yeah.
A monster.
It's one of the biggest car washes I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive into it and you put your car in neutral and the machine pulls you through all the brushes, all the sprays, all the...
It's an endless cycle of doom, to put it frankly.
So you decided that you needed a car wash and rather than going to just a simple one with just brushes, you decided to go for one of the best car washes in Ireland now, I have to say.
It did a great job, to be fair.
It's at the Cool Quay. Mm-hmm. There's another one actually out in at the Spa Well. Same one, same machine.
Yeah.
So come on, take me through it. So you drive up, they clean your car and then you drive onto this rail. And you put your car in neutral.
Basically, I lost my shit. It was very claustrophobic.
What was claustrophobic about it?
It was terrifying. I have two options here.
A CAT scan machine is claustrophobic.
Yeah, I had one of those recently.
Yeah, they're not.
And
they're
that
not,
wasn't nice. No, but this was scarier.
Scarier than a CAT well, really?
That's not. Yeah, it really wasn't nice. It was terrifying. You're pulled along for about, 5 minutes in this tunnel of hell.
It's not as brushes water spraying.
I don't like it, but do you know what? I actually never liked car washes as a kid, so I probably should have known better.
So in the middle of this car wash, you were nearly getting out of the car wash and just abandoning your car.
Yes, but it's a fear that has stuck with me from my childhood. No, genuinely, I was like, this is grand. And then all of a sudden, all the things, what are they called?
Brushes.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sprays.
So they started coming at me and I was like, no, I don't like this at all. But then... It got me thinking about childhood fears. You know,
right? By the way, a lot of messages coming in. Katie, did you finally put the AdBlue in your car?
Yes, I did. I did.
Did you do it yourself?
No, I didn't. A very kind man at the garage did it for me.
Oh fuck!
I didn't know. I was afraid I put it in the wrong place.
You didn't want to stick it in the wrong hole.
I didn't want to stick it in the wrong hole and be left with an expensive problem. So, geez, people are very concerned about my AdBlue.
No, we are genuinely concerned.
That really means a lot.
So, you did put the AdBlue in the car. Okay, that's fine. Now, coming back to this car wash, as I said, it's one of the best car washes in the country, I think. But you nearly jumped out of the car.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
There's nothing scary. Here, I brought a four-year-old child in through
it's
it last
terrifying.
Year. And he absolutely loved it.
I didn't like it at all. No, I didn't like it. Next time I'm going to be sticking to the guys who can just do it outside. No, I don't. I claustrophobic. Do you never feel like, oh God, I want to
go? No, I love it. I go twice a week. I bring my car once and I bring my wife's car another time.
Somebody else asking about the AdBlue. Jesus, I never realised my AdBlue issue was so interesting. Yes.
The AdBlue is in the car.
People have a lot going on in their lives, don't they?
Have you any proof that you put the AdBlue in, or are you just saying it because that's the right answer to give?
Well, I saw the guy putting it in.
Okay. And did the warning light go off?
Well, he told me that us yummy mummies, so, which by the way was not the worst thing to be told.
Somebody, God love him. So you met a blind man who was putting in AdBlue into your car.
I did. And he was like, I was like, sorry about this. I said, I'm clueless. And he's like, oh, it's okay. You yummy mummies with the nice cars off an hour or so. And I was like, yay, thanks.
What age was this man?
But you know what? His blind dog was really friendly, so... But yeah, no, I did. I got it sorted. It's expensive, the old AdBlue.
So come on, what are the things were you afraid of as a child that you're still afraid of? And in fact, I'd love you to send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 if you're listening live, or comment on Facebook. Something that you were scared of as a child that you're still scared of.
So flying.
Car washes is one for Katie, only to discover that she's still afraid of car washes. And flying.
And then the I told you about the time I went for the interview, didn't I?
Oh, but yes, you did. You did. This is the time Katie went for an interview as an air hostess and realised that she wouldn't be good at the job because she can't she hates flying.
So I had to decline. yeah, but what about you?
So when was the last time you were on a plane?
Before COVID.
So like 2018 or 2019?
Mm-hmm.
And you literally haven't been on an airplane since?
No, I'll do it. I will do it. But
when are you doing it?
Maybe I'll do it soon. I'll do it after Christmas.
After Christmas.
I'll do it after Christmas.
Right. After Christmas is a long time. Is there anybody else, by the way, who's absolutely terrified of flying? I love flying.
I hate it. I absolutely
love it. But if you're a passenger in a car...
But I always feel better when I hear that the pilot's male.
Jesus.
I'm not joking.
Can you imagine me saying that?
I'm not joking, yeah. Yeah.
So
there was
one time I
was flying and there was a woman pilot. I was like, oh boy, we're fucked. We're fucked.
Well, way to have confidence in your own gender.
No, I don't. I have a strong dislike for flying. Now, I'll take a Valium and I'll be grand. But I don't like it.
And what is it that you don't like?
The plummeting to your death from 35,000 feet, probably.
But that rarely happens. Very, very rarely happens. If it happens at all.
But it does happen.
It doesn't really.
I know, I just...
I'd be more scared on a double-decker bus with the driver that's driving too fast. I had an experience going into town a couple of weeks ago where the driver was whirring along the road into town and I was more afraid on that bus than I was on an airplane.
Yeah, but you see, if the bus topples over, you'll probably survive. If the plane falls out of the sky, you're fucked.
But it doesn't happen. Planes don't fall out of skies. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, that is a bit weird.
That's a bit weird.
Diane,
explain, please. Diane messaged us just a moment ago and she says, I've never been on a plane.
Mm.
Now, even Katie, who can't stand flying, has been on a plane a number of times, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
Diane, how have you never been on a plane?
This is great. This takes the heat off me, by the way.
But I don't know if it's a fear thing or what it is, but I just find it a little bit weird that somebody has never been on a plane. Now, having said that, your kids have never been on a plane.
Next.
Your young fella's six.
Yeah.
But he's only six. Diane is far from six. Diane, I want to know why you've never been on a plane.
To some adults who've never been on a plane.
Rachel says, I hate flying, to be honest. More afraid of flying, but it's weirdly, I hate flying over water. Oh, okay. I would have thought flying over water, if the plane falls out of the sky, like Katie was saying, you've more chance of surviving over water than you have.
Yeah, because at least if the plane crashes into the sea, you can swim away.
Yeah, I don't think it's that easy, though, really, when the plane's after plummeting into the sea.
You know seamen can't swim.
What?
You know fishermen can't swim.
Fishermen can't swim?
Apparently they never learn how to swim.
Who told you that?
I read it somewhere. I think it was on Facebook, so it must be true.
So sorry, somebody told you that fishermen don't swim.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's...
Look it up.
I don't think that's true.
I'll show you, hang on.
Fishermen can't swim. What's this about?
They never learn to swim because if they're going to fall out the sea, they're going to die anyway. Is this not a thing? No, maybe I'm wrong. No, I read it somewhere.
I don't know where you get... Would you do a skydive?
No, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
Why?
No. Because no way.
Right, so that's out.
Would you?
I've never done one, but I wouldn't mind. I'd like to think I'd be brave enough. My worry is I'd get to the top and I'd chicken out.
Jess wants to do a skydive. I don't know. I don't think it would be for me. Jamie says, I can't swim, but I love boats. Now, see, this is another thing. I'm always fascinated by adults who can't swim. Like, it's such an important... You know, I'm a qualified lifeguard. I'm not saving your life, by the way, if you start drowning.
Jeez, I hope not.
I'm going to watch you drift off.
If you're my last resort, Jesus, I'll happily drown.
Yeah, I'm going to let you drown, but...
Yeah, swimming. Rachel says, I can't swim. And I wonder, Rachel, is it a fear? I know, for example, our Jeremy for years didn't swim. When I met him first, he wasn't able to swim. He didn't like water. And then he eventually decided to go for it, and he went for lessons and stuff as an adult.
It's such an important thing to be able to do. It's just as, you know, I just can't understand adults who can't swim. I love swimming. Now, Adrian, get that image out of your head, okay? You are not keeping that image. Okay.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a long week, folks.
Oh, there's Buckle Michelle up. As well. I'm 50 and I can't swim.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't be a great swimmer now, I'll be honest. I'm not a particularly strong swimmer, but I can swim. I always enjoy swimming. And
adults can't swim. Embarrassing. Yeah. Unless it's like you've got a really genuine fear of water from an almost drowning incident. Started swimming at the age of 2. Best thing to learn. Yeah, I had my kids in the pool at 6 weeks.
Yeah, no, it is great. I agree. And then just back to Diane, who's never been on an aeroplane ever. Mm-hmm. Ever. Does that mean, Diane, you've never like been to Spain on a holiday, or have you been even off the island of Ireland?
She says, I can swim, though. That doesn't matter, Diane. That doesn't save you. You haven't been on a plane.
Like, you have to go to Spain to swim for your on your holiday. So if you, this is fascinating me now, I have to say. Diane, have you ever been off the island of Ireland? My granddad, who died back in 2005, yeah, mm-hmm. Lived in Sallynoggin in Dublin. He was never off the island of Ireland in his entire life.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, literally was never off this island.
He grew up in a different time, to be fair.
No, he only died 20. His wife, she was on a plane many times. He just didn't go. He didn't.
My fear.
He was never off this island.
I remember about 10, 15 years ago, I was on a plane and there was really bad turbulence and it was dark outside, which made it worse. I like to be able to see out the window. So when you're sitting there in the dark, you're like, we could be plummeting and you don't know.
Yeah, you'd feel it. You'd feel it. We're on a roller coaster.
Do you know what the worst is? Do you know when you're just about to take off and then it like levels and there's a dip? Do you know that when the plane levels and then there's like, yeah, you feel it go. That's like, for a minute there, you're like, are we going to come back up here? But no, the turbulence was so bad and then the pilot was like, oh, cabin crew to your seat. So it was all very dramatic. So everybody's sitting there, you know, the turbulence is... I kept pressing the button. And the air hostess was like, I can't move. I can't come. And
so sorry, the captain told people to put on their seatbelts because they were going into a bit of turbulence.
Oh, this was not.
And rather than play along and just put on your seatbelt, you started dinging the bloody bell.
Yeah. So he came over to me. This is as true as God. And he says to me, it was a woman. She says to me, are you okay? And I said, no. I said, are we going to die?
Oh my God almighty. To which the reply was,
I was away with people and one sitting each side and I could feel them retreat.
That is embarrassing. That?
Yeah, but I think that's where my fear came from. Turbulence is terrifying.
I will agree that turbulence can be a little bit nerve-wracking.
Like if you fall out of a cruise ship, you can swim to shore or you can try.
If you fall off a cruise ship, you're gone.
You can try.
Right.
You know, with the plane, it's just so... Are 200 people supposed to be floating around 35,000 feet in the air? Probably not. It's just, yeah, no, I don't like it at all.
Amanda says, imagine being scared of planes, but slagging someone else for having the same fear. She's not being on a plane because she's afraid of them. Now, I don't know, Amanda, if that's actually true. Katie hasn't been on a plane in years because she's... I'm just curious about Diane, who has never been on a plane. Now, Diane didn't say it was a fear. She just said, I've never been on a plane. I just can't imagine going through life never having been on a plane. I love going on an airplane.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going on an airplane on Sunday week. I can't wait. I'm literally counting down the minutes.
No, I'll do it. I will do it. But I'll take something for it and I will be...
I'll take something as well. I'll take a pint.
No, I see. I definitely couldn't drink because I'd probably end up arrested. So, no, I just... the night before, like, I'd be tense.
There's Jessica saying, after Titanic, I'd never go on a cruise. Firstly, Jessica, Titanic was 115 years ago. They make ships a little bit better now. They tend not to sink. They don't sink. Just
have
like
you ever
planes.
Been up to the Titanic in Belfast? I've never actually been.
Yeah, it's actually well worth a visit.
Is it? I've heard mixed reviews on that.
No, it's worth a visit, definitely.
What year was that?
1912.
How many years ago is that?
113.
So there's no survivors still alive?
They're all gone.
Can't get them all. Nope. When was it? The last one probably died recently enough then, did they?
Well, 115. Do you know many 115-year-olds?
No.
No.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I have a question for you.
Oh.
I have a question for you.
Fire away, Adrian. I want you to finish.
Well, actually, you've just said it. What did you say? I'm an open what?
I'm an open book.
I'm an open book.
Oh.
Yeah, you see what I did there? Yeah. You see, I want our listeners today to finish this sentence for me, okay? And the sentence is, I hate people who...
Oh.
Yeah, I hate people who...
This could be a very, very long list.
Yeah, no, I'm not too serious. I hate people who murder people. No, obviously, we're not talking... I'm talking silly things, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you an example. You just said you're an open...
Book.
Okay. I hate people...
Okay.
...who say book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a real loud thing, isn't it?
It's not just
it's loud people.
Is it?
Oh, I want to read a book. Yeah, no, it is.
I want to read a book. Yeah. I can't stand it.
It's a loud
Why?
Because
people say book.
Because they're uneducated morons. Yeah, no, it's
the word is book.
I agree. Yeah.
Like you just said, you're an open book. I'm an open book.
Well, no, it's because I'm educated and intelligent. So,
yeah, what are you saying? That anybody who says book is uneducated?
Yes, morons. No, straight away, ick. No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to say, Jesus, Seanan is really taking this seriously. I hate people who breathe. Okay, that means you hate everybody then, is it? Anyway, book. I can't stand people who say the word book. It's a horrible way to say the word book. So finish that sentence for me. I hate people who...
Who check in to the hospital on Facebook or like pictures of a drip and their arms and stuff like that. And then...
And their gown in the hospital waiting
and then
to go.
Like, are you okay, hon? And yeah, go die. Honestly, just stop living.
Jesus.
I hate
They're
those.
In hospital. They're in hospital.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm sorry, but no, I hate those people.
So you hate people who put a photograph of themselves in a hospital gown with
or
a drip in their arm.
Any kind of tag for a hospital at all. And then, nobody cares.
But now on social media, I hate people who post pictures of headstones in graveyards. Mm. I fucking hate it.
That's a bit weird.
It's my pet hate. I really...
We have a mutual friend who...
Yeah, who every year goes to his mate's grave and... puts his arm around the headstone. This is true. Puts his arm around the headstone, takes a selfie and puts it online. It absolutely wrecks my buzz.
Yeah.
So I hate people who take photographs of headstones. Why not remember the person as they were? Not literally their head. Oh, it's horrible. So finish that sentence for me.
There's another one I have. No, this could be a long list.
Yeah, go on.
But you know this one. Anybody who listens to this show regularly. Actually, let people guess. People who wear what? Don't say it. Let's see how well the listeners know me. They're going to get it straight away.
Okay, I hate people who wear...
Blank.
Oh.
They're going to get it straight away because I've been very vocal in the past about
this. Oh, that'd be very funny, actually. I've just thought of something.
Don't say what I think you're going
to
say.
Imagine. Oh, that would be the funniest ever.
It would not be funny. It would be tragic.
It would.
It would be tragic.
Oh, it's
Shut
another
up.
Conversation,
Shut
Casey,
up.
Now you're having an affair. Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine?
No. No, actually, Jess, she got it right. But no, Jess, you actually got it wrong, but it is right. People who wear pajamas to school, like these stone-hun mums who wear like their crusty pajamas, scumbags. Don't like them.
Oh, I hate women who wear the pajamas.
That's not what I'm talking about. How has nobody gotten this yet? I have been so vocal in my hate for these things.
Like, yeah.
I detest them. In fact, I think the person who made them should be shot with balls of their own shite.
But they're not going to be, because they made a lot of money out of them.
They did make a lot of money.
Yeah. What is it then? Anyway, finish that sentence for me. There's another one. I hate
Could you
people.
Imagine? Oh.
That'd be very funny.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to make that happen.
You can make that happen.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Where was I? I digress. I hate people who smell bad.
That's you.
No, it is not. Excuse me. I smell like a rose garden. I used to work with...
remember you telling me.
Yeah, I used to work with a guy years ago who is now very well known in the broadcasting world.
Do I know this person?
You never worked with him, no.
Have I met him?
Possibly not. No, possibly not. No.
Okay.
But anyway, if I was to say his name now, everybody would know exactly who he is because he's achieved a lot in his career.
I want to know who it is. I don't know who it is.
You don't know who it is. Anyway.
But is it someone who I'd know of?
You should know of.
Write
yeah.
the name down.
Will you know of? Let me see. Hang on now.
Oh, no. No. I've heard of.
All right, okay. Anyway, this particular individual is very well known in the broadcasting world. And I used to work in the same building as this particular individual a number of years ago. And everybody kept saying to me, would you say to your man... No, I just got the dirty job. Would you tell your man that he is rancid? He was absolutely woefully smelly. Woefully smelly. And I can't actually look at this guy. You see him on television every now and again. And I can't look at the television without thinking of how smelly he used to be.
What did he smell like?
Oh, B.O. Oh, man. It was.
So you that must have been awkward. But you took one for the team.
I took one for the team. And I had to tell him, everybody is talking about you because you're so smelly.
Oh, well, I probably would have left that bit out.
But they were. Everybody was talking about him.
I probably would have left that. I probably would have just said, I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It was a tough one. So I had to tell this guy who went on to achieve great things. He obviously sorted his smelliness out because...
He went far and worked in his job.
Yeah. He wouldn't have achieved what he's achieved if he was still smelly, I wouldn't think. I hope.
Yeah.
Anyway, telling somebody... Okay, I hate people who are...
People are getting my thing, by the way.
Oh, well, yes, it is, of course, Crocs.
Yeah. Devil clothes. On kids, they're okay. On kids, I'll make allowances. My kids wouldn't wear them. I wouldn't put them on my kids. But other people want to put them on their kids. That's fine.
Okay, so kids, you'll allow. But if say you're leaving here and you're walking towards a good-looking man, yeah, he's absolutely gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous, but he happened to have Crocs on his feet. What happens then?
No, boner kill. It's like the opposite of Viagra. It's flaccid Agra.
Right, so it just does...
It would be a massive turn-off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're disgusting. Like, why are they on the market for adults?
They're very comfortable.
Who actually goes into a shop and says, I'm going to spend my money on these? Who actually goes into a shop and think, these look good. I'm gonna get these.
I would... I have tried them, and they are very comfortable.
You're totally a Croc person. I can see that.
I'm going on a holiday next week, yeah? And I am going to buy a pair of Crocs and I'm going to wear them on the beach every day, just for you.
You're such a scumbag.
Okay, so Crocs doesn't do it for... Crocs, I hate people who wear
people
Crocs.
People wearing pyjamas to the school, do you know the crusty mas who you just know rocked up out of bed? Like, have some respect for yourself and your kid. Get washed and get dressed.
And in fact, Kathy says, and she's right, Crocs were a lockdown thing. They were. When you were just lazy around the house and, you didn't bother your arse even getting dressed. And
walking naked and nothing but a pair of Crocs.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Crocs are, no. They should be just taken off the face of the earth. They're disgusting. So your only thing you hate in the whole world is people who say book as opposed to book.
Book, I can't stand that. And headstones. Headstones, can't stand.
You're a very agreeable person. You're not more agreeable than I would be.
Oh, there you are. Jessica says, I wear my Crocs to the shops, Katie.
Ugh. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
You did say it out loud, yeah.
I'm sorry, Jess. I'm sure you look ravishing in them.
Amanda says, my kids wear them, but grown men in Crocs, please, no. Absolutely no. I'm going to... So you're here for the week, yeah? If I rock up here tomorrow with a pair of Crocs on, you're going to say...
Well, I always say the state you when I see you anyway. I'm just going to say it a bit harder.
She actually says that every day.
I do.
Every day. So you can look at the state of you.
No, actually, in fairness, there was one day last week I said to you, you look very smart.
Why don't you say that every day?
Because every other day you look like a scruff. I'm embarrassed to be associated with you.
What's wrong with me today now?
I'm embarrassed to be associated with you in the radio station we work in. Oh. It's like, yeah, embarrassing to be
associated with you. I hate people. Oh, yeah. And I only saw this the other day, yeah. I hate people who pick their nose while they're driving their car.
Do people do that?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
At a set of traffic lights the other day, the guy sitting beside me and he was literally buried in front of
me. Ew. That's disgusting.
It is.
Yeah. I hate people who can't spell properly. Like there, over there, T-H-E-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
There is in they own it, T-H-E-I-R.
Or there, they are, T-H-E-Y apostrophe
and
R-E.
You, there is no use, it is just you. You uneducated Philistines. That's another one I can't. I just can't deal with people who are illiterate. I say as if I'm the most...
Sorry, Stephen, who actually does this? I hate people who film themselves giving homeless people money. Who does that?
That is a thing.
That is it?
You see these influencers going up and being like, oh, I gave someone a tenner and yeah. Yeah,
and videoing it,
giving food and
stuff.
Oh,
you absolute clowns!
No, they do. That is a thing.
So there was a fella outside the car park in town the other day when I was in town, and he had his little cup, and I gave him a fiver. But I should have videoed it and told the whole world I gave him a fiver.
Yeah.
Ew, that's disgusting.
You could have likes and shares. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Listen, I'll video anything for likes and shares. It's all about publicity. So. So Kathy says, "Oh no, this would be." I don't know what I would do in this situation. So Kathy says, so the biggest ride of a doctor walks in to treat you, Katie. Now, Kathy obviously listens to the show, knows I have a massive thing for doctors.
Oh, really?
Oh, scrubs.
Oh, okay. So the biggest ride of a doctor walks in.
I would still take, I think the scrubs would cancel out the Crocs.
Because some of them would wear Crocs with their scrubs.
As you know, I was in hospital recently.
Yeah, I know. They didn't keep you in, unfortunately.
They did for a number of days. I spent a number of days in hospital. Really, I faked an illness so I could sit there and perv at the scrubs.
So you'd forgive a doctor scrubs wearing Crocs.
This all comes back to Patrick Dempsey.
What's he got to do with it?
Scrubs. He gave me my scrubs look.
Thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But... yeah, I could forgive. I could forgive Crocs and scrubs. Yeah.
And finally, John says, "I hate people making comments on a podcast talking about what they hate."
Well, then fuck off, John. You're not paying for it.
Seriously, bye bye.
Excuse my French.
She says it as it is, there, Katie.
I know. I really need to stop doing that. I've been told. Jeremy spoke to me about this the last time as well. Just mull it over.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.